Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Dan, multiple texters and callers?
Three different people.
For ELO?
Yep.
That's weird. Isn't that weird?
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
Wow, Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. So we get the triple play of ELO, which is fine with me.
Weren't we talking about it yesterday?
We were talking, because Jeff Lynn was in the Traveling Wilburys.
Right.
So I think that's what planted it. Also, have you guys seen this VW commercial where the giant inflatable gorilla is looking at the blonde driver? It's like a King Kong thing. And the giant gorilla balloon is following the car through the city and then ends up at the Empire State Building. Have you not seen this commercial?
I've only seen that part where he's on top of the Empire State Building. I've always missed the first part of it.
It's all done to Livin' Thing by ELO. So that song is playing during the commercial. I love that commercial. Because first of all, anything that references King Kong is fine with me. But Esmeralda, have you seen this commercial with the floating gorilla following the car?
I'm watching it now. He has a creepy look on his face.
He loves her. But that's all at ELO. The commercial is scored to Livin' Thing by ELO. And they show that commercial all the time during the pre-movie. You know, the videos that they show during First Look with Maria Menounos. What's her name? Maria Menounos?
Menounos?
Yeah, her. You know, I interviewed her once when I was filling in for Cochran, because she, you know, has regularly been on with Steve. And so I interviewed her once. Have you ever heard her laugh?
I have not.
Dan, just go to Google Maria Menounos laugh. It's pretty special.
You kept calling her that?
Yeah.
Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos.
What are you doing?
But her laugh is really pretty...
Man.
Yeah. And imagine that, like, right in the middle of a conversation, she just busts out into that thing. It sounds like a machine gun. That's her. That's her. That's her laugh. Anyway, she hosts that First Look, you know, when you get to the movie theater early. And they show clips from other movies and little upcoming TV series, and they do a bunch of commercials. They always show that King Kong VW commercial. And my dad loves it. And then my dad gets even happier because they keep showing the Running of the Bulldogs commercial, the Geico Running of the Bulldogs. My dad loves bulldogs. Loves them. His entire life, every time he sees a bulldog, he busts out laughing. Doesn't matter. It's just if you show him a picture of a bulldog, he will bust out laughing. So the Running of the Bulldogs, the Geico Running of the Bulldogs, is now a regular pre-show thing. When we go to the movies on Saturday, my dad's like, we got to get there early enough to see the King Kong commercial and the Running of the Bulldogs. I'm like, all right, Dad. Have you seen the Running of the Bulldogs commercial?
I have seen that one, yes.
Esmeralda, have you seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen the Geico Running of the Bulldogs? It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Especially do you think bulldogs are adorable?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You got to see it because there's hundreds of bulldogs running around down the street scaring the crap out of people. So they show that now on the Maria Menounos show, the pre-show. So anyway.
Now I'm picturing your dad telling Maria a joke and her laughing.
Can you imagine that if he did the whole wallet routine? If he pulled out a picture of his ex and his pride and joy.
Maria's walking down the jewel aisle, picking up some Greek yogurt. She's taking her picture with JoJo a little bit earlier, that's taken care of.
Picking up some Greek yogurt and a Euros.
Stops a man who's stocking some shelves to ask a question. And
no, my dad's a bagger. Ah. My dad gets in contact with everybody. Like, while they're waiting for their groceries, my dad tells jokes. Like, he's bagging stuff. The people who work, the checkers who work with him, love him. One, my dad's a fantastic worker, always has been. He's 76 years old. He's still working. He's worked at Jewel now for 10 years, which is just astonishing to me. But, yeah. He would make Maria Menounos' head fall off. She would just go, and her head would explode. All right. How'd we get onto the, ELO. I'm still kind of stunned. Multiple callers and texters for ELO. What's going on there?
One person did request Michael Schenker.
Michael Schenker?
Yeah, but, you know, we had other people also doing UFOs, so I figured it was just in the air. So.
Oh. Wait a minute. UFO? This is ELO.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So they wanted ELO?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
We had multiple ELOs and a UFO.
Okay. All right. Michael Schenker. I'm impressed that you knew that Michael Schenker was in UFO.
He told me, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Obviously. How the hell did you know?
Why would you say anything?
Did I mention Michael Schenker in UFO at some point? That's what I'm thinking to myself. I must have talked about it. That is funny. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we're going to talk a little bit about Frank Vincent, a fantastic actor. You may not know his name. You definitely know his face and his work and his voice. He passed away due to complications of open heart surgery yesterday. And we want to talk about Frank Vincent. That'll be coming up, but the news is next.